Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You may want to get your Bibles now and turn to Luke chapter 6. And we're going to be looking at the lesson today on Jesus the Great Teacher, the sermon that Jesus preached on the plain. We're familiar with the Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew. There's a very similar sermon in the book of Luke that we can call the Sermon on the Plain, because we read in the book of Luke, chapter 6, and in verse 17, it says, "He came down with them and stood on a level place, and a great multitude, his disciples, and a great number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases." And so we're going to be comparing these two lessons, the Sermon on the Mount and the Sermon on the Plain, here in just a moment, and then really delve into the sermon that was given here by Luke. So while you're turning to Luke chapter 6, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. Now, we've been meeting there for about 100 years, and it is our intent to look at the New Testament as a pattern for how we worship. And so you come and worship with us, and you won't see a show, but you will see worship in sincerity and in truth. And as far as the Warren County Radio Bible School is concerned, this is class session 144. I am Bill Boyd, your teacher. I'm the preacher at the Rock Cliff Church of Christ and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. But now let's turn to Luke chapter 6. And I already read a lot of this sermon. I want to begin in Luke chapter 6 and in verse, I had that marked here. Luke chapter 6. Let's look at verse 45, where it says, "Love your enemies, do good to them, and lend, never despairing, for your reward shall be great, and you shall be sons of the Most High, for he is kind toward the unthankful and evil. Be ye merciful, even as your Father is merciful, and judge not, and ye shall not be judged, and condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Release, and ye shall be released. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall they give into your bosom. For with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again." The golden text for this lesson on Jesus the Great Teacher is found in Luke chapter 6 and verse 31, where it says, "As ye would that men should do to you, do ye to them likewise." There is a devotional reading for this lesson, and that is found in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, and I'm going to read verses 9 through 16. "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I laid up in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the ordinances of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word." Now, E.A. Elam, in the Sunday school lesson he wrote for November 12th of 1922, compares the Sermon on the Mount with this Sermon on the Plain. It's in Matthew 5, 6 through 7 that we have the Sermon on the Mount. And that sermon in Luke chapter 6 gives many of the same principles as has been identified by some with the Sermon on the Mount. It says in Matthew he went up into a mountain and delivered the sermon. But in Luke it says he came down with them and stood upon a level place, like a plain. The Sermon on the Mount is the fuller sermon than the one found in Luke chapter 6. And the teachings that are given are not in the same order. Luke gives other portions of the sermons that Jesus preached that we find in the Sermon on the Mount. Luke gives them in other places. For example, you might recognize these words. They come from Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 13. And this is where Jesus says, "I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And of which of you that is a father shall ask his son, which of you that is a father shall his son ask a loaf, and he give him a stone, or a fish, and for a fish he give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" We give more of this sermon found from the Sermon on the Mount. There's more of the same kind of teachings recorded in the book of Luke, in Luke chapter 13. I'm going to turn over here and read from Luke chapter 13, beginning in verse 22 and down through 30. And again, you'll recognize some of these words. It says here, "And he went on his way through cities and villages, teaching and journeying on to Jerusalem. And one of them said unto him, Lord, they are few that are saved. And he said unto them, Strive to enter by the narrow door. For many, I say unto you, shall seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer and say to you, I know not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, We did eat and drink in thy presence, and thou didst teach in our streets. And he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves cast forth without. And they shall come from the east and the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, they are last who shall be first, and there are first who shall be last." No doubt Jesus preached these same principles everywhere, and to all people, not always in the same order, or in exactly the same words. And it is more than probable that Matthew records the sermon delivered at one time, and Luke at another. This is a much-needed lesson because it teaches to love enemies as well as neighbors, and also what love is. Now, in the explanatory notes, we read about the law of love. Let me read to you Luke chapter 6 and verse 27. That's where Jesus said, "But I say unto you that hear, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you." In Luke, the contrast between teaching, which was formerly delivered to the Jews, and the teaching of Jesus is not pointed out as it is in Matthew. Luke says, "Love your enemies." Matthew 5:43-44 says, "Ye have heard that it was said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies." And the old law, Leviticus chapter 19 and in verse 18, we read that we're to love our neighbor. It tells us in verses Leviticus 19, 17 and 18, "Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt surely rebuke thy neighbor and not bear sin because of him. Thou shalt not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am Jehovah. We read in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, the story that Jesus told about loving your neighbor when he talks about that good Samaritan. Let me turn to that passage now. It's in Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 25. It says, "Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and made trial of him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' And he said unto him, 'What is written in the law? How readest thou?' And he answered and said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.' And he said unto him, 'Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live.' But he, desiring to justify himself, said unto Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Jesus made answer and said, 'A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who both stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance a certain priest was going down that way, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. And in like manner a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion, and came to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring on them oil and wine. And he set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow he took out 2 shillings, and gave them to the host, and said, "Take care of him, and whatever thou spendest more, when I come back again, I will repay thee. Which of these three, thinkest thou, proved neighbor to him that fell among robbers?" And he said, "He that showed mercy on him." And Jesus said unto him, "Go and do likewise." This is also found in a precept of the law, or this teaching about loving thy neighbor and doing good to others. We find that also in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Here in Romans chapter 13, beginning in verse 8, Paul the Apostle wrote, "Owe no man anything, save to love one another. For he that loveth his neighbor hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is summed up in this word, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfilling of the law." But then Jesus said, "You've heard it said that thou shalt hate thy enemy." Now this is nowhere found as a precept of the law. But God had said to the children of Israel that led them to that. There are some things he said that may have led them to that conclusion falsely. Was taught an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and that maybe to them implied this. The Jews were forbidden to make any covenant with the Canaanites, their enemies. Jesus advanced upon the teaching of the law. When he commands love for enemies, it is not impossible to love enemies, because God never requires impossibilities. Love is a command, is not a passion, but a principle of service. To love enemies is to treat them as God directs. But if thine enemy feed him, if thine enemy be hunger, feed him. If thirst, give him to drink. And be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 20 through 21. Jesus, Stephen, and Paul prayed for their enemies. That's all we're going to have time for today. When you hear that bell, get your Bible and get back to class.